96.9 The Eagle, Excitable Boy is a title song from Warren Zevon's album. And if you listen closely, Linda Ronstadt doing some of the background vocals in that. That was the suggestion for Kim Martell, our guest DJ this morning. Welcome, Kim.
Hi. Hey, it's good to be here.
An odd choice there, Excitable Boy. What's the story on that?
So big Warren Zevon fan, obviously. Werewolf of London is like the one that everybody kind of goes to. But when I was little, my mom used to sing me Excitable Boy. And I didn't know that it was a Warren Zevon. I thought it was a mom song. And I actually heard Warren Zevon's version once. And and I listened to the lyrics, and I was like, this is strange.
Yeah, what a strange lullaby there, Mom.
Yeah, no, she was a weird lady, is a weird lady. But yeah, definitely an example of that.
All right, so you grew up in the Vermont area. You moved out here to Northern California about 10 years ago. What's the story on that?
So I moved out to California from Vermont. My husband was getting his PhD at the University of Davis, and now he is a lecturer there. Ah. And so I work and live in Woodland, and he... He works in Davis.
And there will be a test later.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, three favorite bands, what would you say, Kim?
My three favorite bands, I would say, are definitely the Talking Heads as number one, and then the Kinks and Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers.
Yeah. Tasty.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Kim Martell, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
This is the show where you pick the songs and you tell the stories.
The Eagle presents
the listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
And that was one of my favorite bands, Tom Petty and The Waiting. Whenever I think about that song, it brings me back to the 2004 World Series when the Boston Red Sox won against the Cardinals. And it's amazing how you can hear a song and it just puts you exactly back where you were when you heard it.
Absolutely. Put you in that time and place. And you said when they won it, of course, they just won this past year too, but when they won it at the time, there was like rioting the streets. You were in Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bizarre because we won. I don't know why we were destroying our own property. But yeah, it was mayhem.
The Yankees Red Sox fans going at it too, I think, in that area. This is Kim Martell, our guest DJ for the day. And tell us a bit about yourself. Day job?
I'm a medical assistant for an ophthalmologist in Woodland, Dr. Perlman. I've been there for about 7 years. I do the which one is clearer, one or two thing that everybody loves so much. And I assist in surgery. I live in Woodland with my husband and our 7-month-old son. Ooh. We moved out here because my husband got his PhD at the university, and now he's a lecturer there. That was The Kinks with You Really Got Me. I chose The Kinks as one of my favorite bands because they are so diverse, and they really can fit any mood that you're in. And I had the opportunity a few years ago to go to London and visit Waterloo and actually listen to that song on constant repeat, Waterloo Sunset. So that was a cool moment for me.
Yeah, where they actually create this song. You're at ground zero there. Kim Martell, our guest DJ for the day. Up next, a song from Queen.
Yeah, so I wanted to dedicate this song to my brother, Chris, because when I got married, we actually had a brother-sister dance to this song, so I hope that makes people feel really uncomfortable. The song is Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Welcome back, everyone. That was UB40 with Red Red Wine. That song, it reminds me of my husband, Michael, because he apparently used to dance and sing to that song pretty passionately when he was a child. And he's a really shy person now, so it seems like impossible to imagine. But recently, we had a child. Our son Pip is 7 months old now. And my husband's really kind of come out of his shell, and does dance and sing with our son now. So it's really, he's gone full circle.
That's right. That's cool. That's Kim Martell, our guest DJ for the day. I think the next step then is when the child is old enough, Pip, teach him how to drink some red, red wine.
Yeah. He makes me want to drink some red, red wine. And that was the Rolling Stones with She's a Rainbow. That's not their most famous song, but it's definitely one of the ones that I go to the most often. It was my father-daughter dance song. Yeah, because I had a really hard time finding songs that weren't really creepy. for father-daughter dance. And I just thought, and we both love the Rolling Stones. And so it was something that we could really bond over.
Bonding over 60s psychedelia. I like
it. I mean, and it was like, their album didn't have a lot of, that one didn't have a lot of great hits on it. But I just, it's so beautiful. And then, of course, this next song is from my favorite band of all time, The Talking Heads, from their 1986 movie True Stories. This is Wild, Wild Life. And that was The Traveling Wilburys with Handle With Care.
Hey, this is Kim Martell, our guest DJ this morning. I see here, Kim, that you're involved with Let's Play.
Yeah.
This is some sort of video game. What's the story on this?
It is. Let's Plays are kind of hard to explain. I do a Let's Play with my friend JoJo Lewis. It's called JoJo Has Fun. And it is, just to boil it down, essentially we play video games. And then we upload the videos to YouTube, and people watch us play those video games. And sometimes we do live, but most of the time it's pre-recorded. People just like to watch other people play video games, and it's very bizarre, and it's very nerdy, and I'm fine with that.
And so you can search, like, on YouTube for it, then.
Yeah, JoJo Has Fun.
All right.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Kim Martell, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kim Martell. That was Boston, Peace of Mind. I always think about when I went to go see them about 15 years ago. I saw Boston in concert, and so I'm like, feel super connected to them. Also, being born in Boston and coming from the East Coast, and my parents, of course, almost named me after a Boston song.
Amanda.
Yeah, of course, it was Amanda. Every you know, girl in the 80s was almost named after the song Amanda. And by the grace of God, my mom's friend had a girl like the month before I was born and named her Amanda. And by the way, Amanda is a gross song to name your child after. So, like, you don't have to do that. Like,
Kim. Well, you're a Roy Orbison fan, too. What's the deal on that?
So I really like Roy Orbison. He has an amazing voice, but I like him, and I don't think that I was able to articulate this, obviously, when I was a child, but when I was a kid, I really liked him because he was not like a sexy rock star, but he was still super talented and beloved, and like, there is something in an awkward teen that likes to think that, like, if you don't, like, grow out of your ugly duckling phase, you could still be an awesome rock star. But that was David Bowie with Modern Love. Again, with David Bowie, I think that he did a lot for making people feel included, and it's okay to be different. Mm-hmm. And when you're a teenager, you feel like you're the only person who's different. And then there's this like androgynous guy who looks different and is still totally cool and comfortable appearing, and that's really comforting. And of course, being in ophthalmology, David Bowie has that condition where he has something called a tonic pupil, where one of his pupils didn't was dilated and then never came down after an injury. And so I've always been really interested in him in that respect, which is probably the nerdiest way to like David Bowie. But that's just what it is.
Well, Kim, you work in an ophthalmology department now, right?
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. The eyes have it.
That was Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Bruce Springsteen, I think a lot of people in California take for granted that it seems like all the songs out here are written for you. And so, you know, you drive around and you get all these songs that sound like they're talking just to you. But growing up in Vermont, Bruce Springsteen was one of the few artists who was singing just for us. And so, like, you could drive around on a weekend and drive through backcountry roads, and you feel like there's this guy who's singing for you, which was pretty rare for us. So I always really appreciated him.
Bruce, Kim Martell, our Vermont transplant to Woodland. Been a lot of fun today.
Thank you. I've had a lot of a really good time.
Excellent. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com.